America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking a lot about the recently concluded SEMA show out in Las Vegas, the industry-only show that draws more than 100,000 people from all over the world. And this year, I heard it was bigger than ever. In the first half hour, we're going to be joined by the Vice President of Mopar Parts, Sales, and Field Operations, and coming up in the second half hour of this hour of the broadcast, the director of the Dodge brand will be joining us live here on the show, because the Chrysler Group had a lot of cool news coming out of Las Vegas, and we're going to tell you all about it. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America. If you have a question, we would love to hear from you during the program at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The email is a viable alternative as well during the show, as well as 24/7. You can find me at bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, I missed SEMA this year. I've missed the last 2 years. I had been to SEMA for about 20 years straight before that, but as many regular listeners know, I have a young child, a daughter who just turned 3, so still taking lots of care of my daughter and putting a lot of my travel aside that I normally do. I hope to be there next year back at my regular pass post, but the happenings this year are just spectacular. And to tell us all about all the Mopar modified show vehicles at the SEMA show, as well as some other big news, is Pat Doherty, who's the Vice President of Mopar Parts, Sales, and Field Operations. Hi there, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I know that Mopar loves SEMA, and SEMA loves Mopar. Certainly the president of Mopar, Pietro Goldier, who has been with us many times, has often told me that this is his favorite show of the year.
It is definitely our favorite show. It's the one where we actually get to have some fun, show what we can do, take our customization and personalization to a little bit further extreme. But at the same time, at this year's show, we were excited because most everything that we put on display, which was some of it far-reaching, we can build and make available to anybody out in the public sector. So it was a really cool show for us.
That's wonderful. I understand you had about 20 customized Chrysler Group show vehicles on display in a very large space, 15,300 square foot display at the SEMA show. It must have been real fun to have your team putting all these vehicles together for the show.
Oh, it was fantastic. And this year we did we teamed up with our Dodge brand colleagues, Tim Kaniskas and his team. And we had a big announcement. I don't know if I'm sure you saw it, but where we're bringing back the shaker hood on the Challenger.
Hey, that is so cool.
It's a really cool thing, and we brought it out in a special edition shaker orange, so it harkens back to the 1970 Challenger that we brought out, and we had a couple Challengers there. Obviously, we had the new Mopar 14 that we announced as well, which is a very limited edition. We're gonna make 100 Mopar 14 Challengers, either in white or black, with a traditional Challenger stripe package available for the consumers out there. And we also announced the return of the Scat Pack, which is a lot of fun. There was about 3 years where we had a Scat Pack edition, and we had Scat Pack Club, and Tim announced the return of it while we were out there, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And the Scat Pack are actually going to be stage kits for the vehicles to boost the performance.
That's wonderful. So, I understand that you're going to have a number of different Scat packages. Taking, for example, in the Challenger, there'll be 3 available for consumers.
Yeah, the first one we're going to bring out is now, obviously, the most easy to execute, I would say, because some of it we already have the engineering work done, but the cold air intake, the cat bag exhaust. We're also going to add, which we don't talk a lot about, but a low restriction oil filter, and then performance calibration to the powertrain control module. And so it'll be a 93 octane calibration. And I know that in all states, 93 octane isn't available, so we'll be able to set it for the 91 California crowd.
That's great. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the cool stuff that you showed at SEMA. So big news, the Shaker Hood is back, and the Scat Pack is back from the Dodge brand. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles that you showed off at the show. Tell us about the Sun Chaser, a special vehicle you put together with Jeep.
Actually, the Sun Chaser is a Ram product.
Oh, of course, yes.
And so we took the Ram 1500 quad truck, and we put a beautiful, we call it Vibrance Orange paint job on it, so it looks like it's made for the sun. And then we put a Mopar concept, we're calling it a surf rack, on it. And that vehicle can hold up to 4 surfboards, and it's just a very cool rack for the back of the vehicle. Gets the boards up out of the way, so you still have room in the bed of the truck to put all the rest of your gear. And then we also put in there, the vehicle comes equipped with our exclusive Ram box, so the storage compartments. So we custom molded a water tank for one of the Ram boxes, and we fit it with a shower and a pump so that one of the big things the surfers you'll see when they come out of the water is they take gallon jugs of water and wash the sand off. And we thought, what an easy concept to do, and what a great thing for that crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a cool truck that is from Ram. And also, working with Ram, you put together a work truck based on a 3500 regular cab powered by a diesel power plant.
Yeah, that's our Ram Case Construction truck. As you know, with our affiliation with Fiat, Case New Holland is one of the brands that Fiat owns, and so we got together with Case and said, hey, if we build a nice construction truck, you know, would you like that? And they said absolutely. So we got their approval to use their paint color, and then we put a dually on there. We put a good work toolbox in there, another custom rack to get the ladders up out of the bed. And so it's more of a heavy-duty rendition of a truck that, you know, is made for the guy that, you know, goes to work every day. So, yeah, very, very high-powered diesel engine behind it. So really cool truck.
That's great. And also from the Ram brand, the brand-new ProMaster was treated to a full SEMA treatment, and this had a racing theme to it. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, about SEMA is, you know, when you get there, there are so many people that want to be they're into performance. We thought, what a perfect opportunity to show our van that we're launching, our ProMaster van, in that race theme, pulling a Fiat 500. And inside the truck, we had some really nice Lista cabinetry that we put in there, with all the gear that you'd want to take to the track, the compressors, all the different things that you need to utilize in the event that, you know, you're out on the racetrack. And we had obviously the wheels and tires mounted to the side, so they're up out of the way. A lot of gear, just a really very nicely done, well lit. We put special cargo area lighting in there, and we put a special liner in there so that the vehicle does well. And we also upgraded it with a high powered power inverter, and then we put Wi-Fi and some other componentry in there to take it to the next level.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. We're talking with Pat Doherty. He's the Vice President of Mopar Parts, Sales, and Field Operations, all about SEMA 2013. We're going to take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk to Pat about all the cool happenings this past week in Las Vegas. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Miners Resources, November 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,288.12, $644.06 for a half ounce, or $322.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,288.12, $644.06, and $322.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We had a little technical problem at the top, a little digital gremlin. We've got that corrected. We played a bit I recorded at the SEMA show with Pat Doherty. And, of course, we'll continue to cover some of the stories that emerged out of that show throughout the weeks ahead. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America, so don't hesitate at any time to reach out at our regular number, which is 855-660-4261 or via the email email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, I've been looking forward all week to having this gentleman join us because Consumer Guide recently unleashed their best buy list for 2014. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome the publisher of the Consumer Guide Automotive Group, Tom Appel, back to Auto World. Tom, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, why don't we begin by talking a little bit about the history, how long you guys have been doing the best buys, and also the methodology that you use to come up with this great list.
Yeah, the best buys have been in place since sometime in the late 70s, and they were they've been used consistently since the early 80s. Consumer Guide goes back as far as 67, but before that, we did more of a ranking in each class and didn't go as far as committing to actual best buys in each class. And, of course, with everything technology-based, the classes have morphed over the years, and we're at a point now where we've divided up the market into 19 different segments, and me and the staff, and we had 10 editors voting this year on our best buys. We sit down, we buy a couple of pizzas, and we lock ourselves in a room for 8 hours, and we pour through our last 12 months of notes. And almost always, our strongest driver is dollar value. After that, it's utility, and then after that, we usually work in fun to drive. Now, when we talk about our sporty performance classes, fun to drive rises to the top, but dollar value never leaves the equation.
And that makes so much sense. I noticed, Tom, in visiting a lot of the OEM, the car company websites in recent days, as I've been doing a little bit of freelance writing for somebody, that so many of the automakers love to promote the fact that they have got Consumer Guide seal of approval as being a best buy. This is truly one of the big awards in our industry.
Yeah, and I'm proud of that. And I'm glad that people realize that we put a lot of work and time and effort into the award.
Well, why don't we begin by running down some of the winners. We'll begin in the car category. Why don't we start out small with the subcompact car class, Tom?
Yeah, we picked two winners this year, and they're very different things. One is the Chevrolet Sonic, and the other is the Toyota Prius C. And we picked two because picking one in this class just was too hard to do. We have the Sonic, which is really about functionality. It's this beautiful cube on wheels into which you can put four full-size adults, and it's fun to drive, gets good mileage, and the prices start surprisingly low. On the other hand, if what you're looking for ultimately is just straight fuel economy and low cost of operation, it's hard to beat the Prius C. A relatively new entry to the class, getting 50 miles per gallon all day means a lot to a lot of people, and this car does that reliably and comfortably.
Absolutely. Both great choices. Let's move up a size to compact cars. Compact cars certainly have evolved tremendously over the last few years, Tom. There's some wonderful players out there in the marketplace.
Yeah, and this year we went with the Honda Civic and the Toyota Prius, and that's the Prius that we've known for years, the standard Prius. Civic, we never took off the list. There was a lot of kerfuffle around the Civic last year when they brought out a vehicle, really 2 years ago, that a lot of people thought the interior wasn't up to date, and it hadn't covered the NVH ground that a lot of other vehicles had done. And Honda went very quickly and turned around and updated that car. And the result is a car it's like Civics we've always known. It's light on its feet, it's fun to drive, and it's efficient, and yet now has the level of interior appointments that a lot of people expect in compact cars these days. On the other hand, we have the Prius, which is incredibly useful in terms of interior space, and yet returns that Prius fuel economy, real world, that we all expect.
Great choices. We move up to premium compact cars, and once again, there's a whole lot of great players in this mix. This one must have been tough to narrow down.
This one was tough, and we couldn't have picked. It's funny that you have a class like premium compact car, and you think that you've divided the market very small. And yet, even within that class, cars can be very, very different. And so it is with our choices this year. We picked the Buick Verano and the Cadillac ATS, and they're very different vehicles. The Verano is value-driven. You get an awful lot of content for the dollar, but what you also get is an awful lot of quiet and comfort and ride control. It is a remarkably refined vehicle for the size and price. Completely opposite end of the spectrum, much more expensive, but so much more fun to drive is the Cadillac ATS. That's Caddy's new compact car that is just a joy to drive, and it is a joy to drive even at the entry-level prices.
It certainly is. And talk about a world-class vehicle from the Cadillac brand. And let's touch a little bit on Buick. A lot of listeners who haven't visited a Buick showroom or been behind the wheel of a Buick will be quite surprised, because Buick has really turned itself around. Some of these new Buick products are really 180 degrees from the products of a decade ago.
Yeah, they really are. I think that, you know, I remember the Not Your Father's Oldsmobile campaign of a while ago, and Buick could almost use that campaign now if they weren't afraid of reminding us of our father's Buicks. But the vehicles now are vastly different things. They're very European in feel, but I think that Buick has done a nice job carving out its own little private niche. They're not quite as sporty as European vehicles, but they're not in any way dull to drive. And the levels of road isolation and quiet and drivetrain refinement are really world-class.
Let's move up to one of the most popular categories always as far as volume sales, mid-size cars. And I'm happy to say that this is another area that really has been transformed. It used to be filled with a lot of bland vehicles, and now you've got some really great style-driven vehicles in there. As a matter of fact, there's a number of excellent choices in this category.
Yeah, and this is the toughest one, and it's absolutely the category we spent the most time trying to narrow this down to two choices. We went with the Mazda 6 and the Toyota Prius V, and in that category, the Mazda 6 is simply fun to drive, and the new, you know, I'm not usually a sucker for branding, but they have the Sky Active system now, which is supposed to be this combination of technologies, but the primary of which is their new high compression engines. And the 2.5 liter engine that they're squeezing under the hood of the Mazda 6 just works very well. It's responsive and incredibly efficient. And consumer guide testing, this is us pumping gas into a car, not using the trip computer, we consistently saw over 30 miles per gallon with a midsize car. Likewise, the Prius V, not really known for being fun to drive, makes incredibly good use of space. The prices start very low, and drivers will see over 40 miles per gallon all the time without trying.
It is so true. Both of those are outstanding choices. I really like the styling on the Mazda. It's very value-driven. The interior is extremely well-executed, and a wonderful pick there with the Sky Active technology. And the Prius V I had up here in Boston, drove it to the New York Auto Show, and was really surprised at the fuel economy and the usefulness. And certainly in New York, there are a lot of Prius taxis, and I think a lot of those taxis would love to be having the option of being able to drive this larger Prius V. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive. We're running down the 2014 Best Buys. Straight ahead, more cars, trucks, you name it. We got it. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. I used to be on that station many, many years ago. I've had a great relationship with that station for the past 15, 20 years, and I want to say great thanks to Keith and everybody there and all the great response that we get from CKLW. Also, we're live on all kinds of great radio stations around North America, WDIS, AM 1170, in the greater Boston area, a station I worked at when I was a youngin'. And let's see, where else can we salute? Let's salute an internet station in Tom's hometown. We have an internet radio station that takes WDSI in Chicago and plays a show on Monday night. So we want to say hello to Steve there and thank him for that. And if you're away from your local station, you can listen anytime at automotiveradionetwork.com, GCNlive.com. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive. We're running down the 2014 Best Buys. We're still in the car category because there are just so many awards to go through here. So why don't we continue in the car category in the area of premium midsize cars. And this is where, again, there's a whole lot of goodies on the table.
Yeah, this is a crowded class and a class filled with things worth driving. And part of just a renaissance over at Cadillac, the Cadillac CTS was our choice this year. Mm-hmm. And we were just blown away by how much fun this car was to drive. And I think that if you're going to spend this kind of money on a vehicle, getting all the safety stuff is great, and getting a car that fits all the people you need to is great. But ultimately, there should be some payback, and the CTS is simply a very rewarding vehicle to drive. We had an opportunity, too, to sample the CTS-V, which is the twin turbocharged version of that car, and it is amazing how refined it can be and still be that fast.
A great choice. Let's move up to the large car category. Americans, no matter what the price of gas, still love their large cars, and I don't think that's ever going to change, Tom.
No, I don't think so, and there's more reason to love them now than there used to be, at least for the recent decades. And in that class, we chose the Buick LaCrosse and the Chevy Impala. which a lot of people know are actually technically fairly simple, but they take up different places in the price structure. But the Chevy is new, and it is such a big improvement over the previous fleet special vehicle that it's absolutely astonishing. It is roomy, it is quiet, it is refined, it is good looking, arguably good looking. We had some discussions about that, but it hits a great price point, and it really puts Chevy back on the map in the large sedan category, and it gives people who looking for an American large sedan something else to look at, because that market had shrank a little bit.
So true.
Likewise, we have the Buick LaCrosse there. If you're looking to spend a little bit more, if you're looking for the availability of all-wheel drive, that is absolutely the way to go. And again, astonishingly quiet and refined on the road.
Let's talk about the premium large car category. What was Consumer Guide's 2014 Best Buy there, Tom?
This is a perennial favorite at our office, and it is a vehicle that we always kind of stand back and we're amazed by how this car balances ride and handling, and that is the Mercedes-Benz S-Class that was redesigned for 14. The only vehicle available right now to the public is their volume car, the S550, sort of their, not their base car, but certainly the one that most people turn to. And this is a car that we understand that no one needs a $120,000 car and that you can get everything you need at a lower price, but people do shop in this category. And if you are looking for a car of this price, this is the way to go. The S-Class is beautifully understated inside, incredibly refined on the road, and no car at any price balances ride and handling better than this car.
Oh, I can't wait to sample that one, Tom. Let's talk about vehicles after my own heart here as an arrested adolescent. Sporty performance cars, and boy, there's a whole slew on this list that I'd love to have in my driveway.
Yeah, this is a tough category, and we argued about this one for a long time. Ultimately, we went with the Ford Mustang and the Scion FRS and the Subaru BRZ.
Mm-hmm.
The Mustang, sort of a classic car, but if you're looking for a rear-drive front-engine car, that it's a very traditional classic pony car-type vehicle, this is the way to go. You have a surprisingly functional interior. You have just really predictable classic rear drive handling. You have great prices, and you now have a base V6 car that's as fun to drive as V8s were just a few years ago. And just really the dollar value is there. New to the field, we have the Scion FRS and the Subaru BRZ, which are similar vehicles in that they were actually designed by those companies jointly. Rear drive, small, four-cylinder cars. The message there is not power, but driving enjoyment. They are just so much fun to drive. The handling is spectacular. The road feel is fantastic. The steering is just go-kart tight. These are great little cars that start at surprisingly low prices.
Let's move up to another one of my favorite categories. Here's what I'm buying when I win the lottery. The premium sports performance car for 2014 from Consumer Guides Best Buy goes to the return of a great name.
Yep, the Chevrolet Corvette. Known as the C7 to folks that watch that sort of thing, the seventh generation Corvette does not disappoint. One of the most important things about this car is they now go even on the base car to this new aluminum substructure, added all sorts of standard equipment, including upping the power dramatically, and yet the price is right where the old car used to be. The base price is up a little bit, but the as-equipped prices have not risen. So decently equipped Corvettes are still available under $60,000, and they have the performance of vehicles that cost fully $100,000 more. But in the 14 update, the interior got nicer, the power got better, and yet it still feels like a very raw, real sports car. It's a surprising vehicle.
Strikingly beautiful in the return of the Stingray name after decades,
yeah.
And rightly so. Let's move over into the crossover sport utility class, and we've got a variety to run through here, beginning with compact crossover or SUV.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Skyactiv before. We went with Mazda CX-5.
Mm.
Really fun to drive and really great fuel economy. That uses two of Mazda's new Skyactiv engines, and models equipped with the smaller one, the 2.0. In our driving, we averaged over 30 miles per gallon. Really impressive.
Absolutely, very impressive. Let's talk about premium compact crossovers and SUVs. Again, a crowded field with lots of good contenders.
Yeah, we went with the Acura RDX. This is a car that's been around for a while, was freshened recently. And one of the things that Acura did that sort of counter to what's happening in the industry was replace a small turbocharged engine with a slightly larger, more refined V6. And that made all the difference for this vehicle. It now rides a little bit better. The performance is great. And it's just kind of a classy, small, slightly sporty, great little people mover that if you don't always need people in the back seat, is absolutely the way to go.
Let's talk about the midsize crossover SUV winner from Consumer Guide.
Yeah, this is a tough category. It's filled with good product, but ultimately we went with the Dodge Journey and the new Nissan Pathfinder. Journey always wins our hearts for just dollar value. You can get into a V6 version of the Dodge Journey for surprisingly little money, and that's a good V6. The new Chrysler Pentastar serves very well in this car and gets good mileage. But a big surprise now is the Nissan Pathfinder. After years and years and years as a body-on-frame vehicle, Nissan finally brought the American public a real crossover, and it's an awfully good vehicle. It's roomy inside, gets good mileage for the class. I shouldn't say good mileage. This is a fairly thirsty class. Very refined, and the prices are exactly where they need to be.
Let's talk about the premium midsize crossover SUV winner.
Yeah, new this year, the Acura MDX. That's the larger of Acura's crossovers. Just a joy to drive on top of being a very functional crossover. And we also went with the Infiniti QX60. That's the Infiniti version of the Pathfinder we just talked about.
Yeah.
Again, really good use of space, third row that's functional, and fairly handsome vehicle, too.
It really is. Let's talk about large sport utilities. Again, Americans love their large cars, and some folks are going to always buy large SUVs because they have a big family or just like the size or need the cargo space, and lots of good vehicles in here, some with surprising good fuel economy numbers.
Yep, and we went with a Dodge Durango. You and I have talked before, actually,
yeah,
about the Dodge Durango, and this is a very refined vehicle. And in this class, I think what it does so well is it kind of splits the size difference between midsize and large. So you're not committed to a vehicle quite as large as a Chevrolet Tahoe or a Ford Expedition, but it's still up there. And if you need the towing power, you've got the V8. But the V6 works surprisingly well and returns decent fuel economy, too.
Endorsed by Ron Burgundy. That's the Durango. Straight ahead, more with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive. You're listening to Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next?
Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm stepping all over myself here because I am so excited because Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive. And we've got this big list of the top Best Buys. Consumer Guide puts out this Best Buy list every year for 2014, and we've got Tom Appel with us live here, and we've been running down the car choices, the crossover and SUV choices ahead. We're going to see what we can do to get through the minivans, the pickup trucks, and the electric vehicles. Tom, we left off with premium and large sport utility vehicles. What was the Consumer Guide Best Buy for 2014?
Yeah, the premium large SUV category is a fairly small one, and we have a favorite there for a very specific reason. That's the Mercedes-Benz GL, and the car we really like there is the BlueTEC diesel. It's a marvelous diesel, and it makes this very large, very functional, very nicely appointed large SUV. It's refined. You don't know it's a diesel if the windows are up. And the beauty of it is the fuel economy. Most drivers should see real world 25 miles per gallon from this very large vehicle.
Excellent. Let's talk about the minivan choice. Again, there aren't as many minivans as there used to be, but nevertheless, there's still a great market for it. And some really good contenders, some very high-tech contenders, believe it or not, in the minivan class.
Yeah, this is a tough category, and it's a tough category because almost everyone in this category is really good. These are great vehicles. Ultimately, we went with the Chrysler Town & Country and the Dodge Caravan, and we do that for the number of features and the really great noise, vibration, and harshness control in these vehicles. They make for fantastic all-day cruisers. There's all sorts of space inside. Additionally, now that they've gone with the new 3.6-liter V6, which has been in there for a couple of years now, fuel economy is impressive, too. You should, in normal driving, see over 20 miles per gallon. Really great vehicles if you just want to stuff that many people into a car.
Very good. Folks, of course, can check out all these winners by visiting consumerguide.com. It's a brand new website. And in addition to that, around the corner, if you're like me and like to get the traditional magazine, you're going to have this Best Buy in printed form upcoming in December, is it, Tom?
Yeah, right around December 1st, they should start showing up on newsstands, yeah.
And still in this digital age, there's nothing like having that hard copy to be able to look through. Let's move over to pickup trucks. Two categories to discuss. Compact pickup truck. Let's talk about the winners there.
Yeah, the compact pickup truck category is kind of a legacy thing in that it has shrunk so much. There's really no players in there for 2014, but a few. And of the few, our favorite is the Honda Ridgeline. Kind of a non-traditional decision because the vehicle is very much like an SUV with a pickup bed, but that's why we love it. It serves most people very well for doing weekend pickup chores, and yet you could put four people in it and drive downtown and go to dinner. It's refined. It's reasonably affordable and arguably good looking. I've heard both arguments on that.
Very well said. I like that. Let's move up to large pickup trucks. I call it the truck wars. They're officially underway, especially with the domestics here. Some outstanding trucks. Who would believe that we would have trucks with the luxury-laden interiors and the great technology like we have today, Tom? It's truly a renaissance time for trucks as well.
Yeah, it is, and it's funny how everyone has stepped up their game, and all these trucks are so very good. But ultimately, we did pick winners, and we went with the a longtime best buy of ours, and that's the Ram 1500. But we also included this year the redesigned Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra, and they're very different vehicles in that the Ram's focus seems to be interior refinement. The cabins are beautiful, and because of their coil spring rear suspension, which is class unique. Really outstanding ride and handling in the class. Now, the Chevy and the GMC come in this year, and one of the things that they do better than anybody else is V8 performance and fuel economy. The new 5.3-liter V8, which is probably going to be the volume engine in that vehicle, just trumps the others for V8 fuel economy while still delivering that power. In our testing, we averaged over 18 miles per gallon with a crew cab four-wheel drive V8-powered truck, and that's incredibly impressive.
It really is. I mean, there is no bad choice in this particular category. And around the bend, rumor has it, we're going to see the 2015 Ford F-Class, yeah. The F-150 in Detroit. So that's going to be interesting to see that. Let's move on to green vehicles, electric vehicles, a category that has definitely expanded significantly over the last couple of years.
It has, and were the infrastructure situation slightly different, we probably would have chosen the Nissan Leaf in this category. But ultimately, I tried to make the Leaf work in my personal life, and a lot of people at the office did too, and we simply found that we could not cover the distance we needed to in a day and conveniently charge the vehicle. And that's why we're still going with the Chevrolet Volt, which is the best of both worlds. For a lot of people, that's an electric-only vehicle, but if they do run into a problem and need to go someplace else, they have the gasoline option.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have, especially if this is going to be your sole vehicle, you really have got to consider that range anxiety problem because, you never know. In the middle of the night, you may need to go out to an emergency.
Yep.
I mean, the great thing about the Volt and its European cousin, the Opel and the upcoming Cadillac variant, you can drive this vehicle from coast to coast. It will always stay in electric mode, but that gasoline power plant is there, kicks in, keeps the generator going, and that is just wonderful technology. Well, speaking of wonderful, it's always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you, Tom, and I congratulate you and the guys and girls at Consumer Guide Automotive for the 2014 Best Buys. And again, everybody visit consumerguide.com or they can look out on the newsstand for the book. This must be a whole lot of fun. I mean, it reminds me of my days at Motor Trend when we would select the various of the years, the car of the year, truck of the year, sport utility of the year and stuff. And there can be some very heated arguments that can go on between staff members.
Yes, there can be, yes.
I mean, it comes to chair throwing sometimes. I mean, that's how personal we take this stuff. You know, all the car guys and car girls out there. Another thing that I like to say here, and I don't mean to repeat myself, but truly, I mean, Tom, you and I have been in this business for quite some time, so we have a good perspective. And, boy, you know, the prices, of course, are up there like everything here in 2013. But nevertheless, there are just so many wonderful new vehicles available. I mean, we all look back to the 60s, and some people look back at the 50s and even earlier to being the golden age. But I somehow still, in my mind, think this is truly the golden age of vehicles, Tom.
Oh, I absolutely agree. If you have not driven a new vehicle in 5-6 years, and most people haven't, that's the buying cycle, you have no idea how good cars have become. And I agree. We actually have this discussion at the office. We call this, we're currently going through the golden age of the automobile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. I mean, and there's something for everybody out there. I mean, I remember back in the 80s when they were talking about the demise of the V8 engine, and now look at these V8 engines that we've got today with the modern technology that can run on 4 cylinders that are hooked to, at times, up to 8 speeds of automatic transmissions, and they deliver really outstanding fuel economy. When you look at the safety features, the infotainment systems. I mean, who would believe, you know, it's making me feel old here, but, you know, everything today is so computer-driven, and who would believe that you would actually be able to have a Wi-Fi hotspot in your vehicle? And, you know, this is something that didn't even exist not that long ago, but now it's becoming commonplace, and people in the industry are saying that, come, you know, 2017 model year or so, just about every single car is going to be hooked to the internet, and that to me is just mind-boggling. Not to mention the autonomous, the driving themselves vehicles. That's a whole other discussion, Tom.
I think it's amazing that the first thing I do when I get into a new vehicle is Bluetooth link my phone.
Yeah.
As opposed to adjusting the choke.
It's true. And when it comes to young people, they call millennial generation, the number one thing that folks in their 20s like when they are considering purchasing either a new or a pre-owned vehicle is how well it interfaces, the connectivity with their mobile devices, because sometimes it's multiple mobile devices, and unlike generations of the past where, you know, I remember, you know, we were hung up on styling and performance and that kind of stuff, and didn't care if it was a two-seater, two, you know, three's a crowd, two is fine, but nowadays the millennials, they'd rather have a bigger car to hold around their friends, and they want to make sure they can use all their digital gizmos.
Yeah, and the funny thing that's happened in just the last 2-3 years, and I'm sure you noticed this, was that the Bluetooth connectivity package and all the Wi-Fi access and everything else that you do with your phone that interacts with the car, that was optional and often on mid-level and high-level vehicles, or high-level versions of the vehicles, and very suddenly and very quickly, those became standard or available in very simple, easy-to-order packages.
That's right. Tom, thanks so much for your time. I look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
My pleasure.
ConsumerGuide.com. Check it out. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.